News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
On the other side of the weather, closer to home, it has been one of the more pleasant summers in living memory. And that raises the question, what does that do for the mood, and can it be measured economically? Well, no better man to check that than Austin Hughes, economist, who has looked into the impact of the good weather on consumer sentiment as part of the latest Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Index. Now, Austin, I realise this needs to be caveated a lot, that it doesn't necessarily have the kind of rigour that one would normally assume from you, because this is something of a quick and dirty take. But what did it reveal?
I think the straight answer is that consumer sentiment seems to be much more influenced by the harsh winds of economic and financial conditions than the hot or cold air that we experience day to day. Now, that's not entirely surprising. Sentiment survey is focused on economic and financial circumstances. But I think there is a sense when we talk to people that better weather lifts the mood of people generally. So we did a rough statistical analysis of how changes in consumer sentiment match changes in weather conditions over the last 3 or 4 years. And basically, we found that there was no link between whether the day was hot or cold, whether there was a lot of sunshine or not, and the mood of consumers. And I think, you know, that may sound surprising initially, because as I say, we do tend to get some sort of lift from better weather. But if you think about what else has been happening over the last 3 or 4 years, whether it be, you know, the cost of living issues that came out of COVID and the war in Ukraine, the impact of Trump tariffs, the recent war in Iran, and all that implies for energy costs and food costs and that. The reality, unfortunately, is that fear and financial pressure are much more important influences on the way we think about our economic circumstances than a nice day.
And we are sufficiently able to compartmentalize our feelings. We can be delighted with the weather and glad to be out of the house, while at the same time worried about what's happening in Ukraine.
Well, that's the way the statistical analysis would suggest it. We found no sort of sign that a particularly warm month or a particularly sunny month had an influence on the way sentiment moved that month. And as I say, it may simply be that it's overwhelmed by these other events. Perhaps if we lived in more stable economic times, we'd find the weather was becoming more of an influence. But the reality, if you think, as I say, about all the issue about oil prices, all the issue about tech layoffs, the impact of AI on jobs, whether the budget is going to help or hurt us, there's just, you know, too strong an economic influence on consumer thinking. And things are probably too uncertain in terms of the economic outlook to allow people sit back and sip another juice on the veranda and think of how much better they feel this month than last.
Austin, thanks very much. Austin Hughes there, Consumer Sentiment Report analyst and, of course, creator for the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.